This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are on the road tonight, a long way away at Dodger Stadium, hoping to even it up with the Dodgers. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, putting it all together. Appreciate you being out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. A food event I always look forward to every year. And gosh, this year is going to be the third annual. I remember the first one is Long Beach Burger Week, coming up July 23rd through 30th, where all kinds of wonderful, ethnically diverse restaurants all over Long Beach are featuring special burger creations for the week. And they're always at a special price. It's summer. Who doesn't enjoy a great burger? So we're going to be doing a preview of some of the restaurants in the next couple weeks that are part of this. And we're going to be starting out today with Hangry Belly. That's H-A-N-G-R-Y Belly in Long Beach. And it is a pleasure to welcome their proprietor and executive chef, Chef Kat, to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Kat, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, Kat, when we had a chance to chat a few weeks ago and I got to sample some of your burgers and some of your fries and became an instant fan, I definitely wanted to have you on the show. You embrace the entrepreneurial spirit of small independent restaurants that we love to support on the SoCal Restaurant Show. And it's obvious that you take this very seriously, but you're also a big believer, even though your growing empire is modest at this point, but it's really part of your DNA to give back to the community. And let's start out with that, because you do something interesting with high school culinarians at Hangry Belly. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I connect with, you know, the local high school in Signal Hill, Browning. I help them out with their interviews, and for those that want to, like, grow into entrepreneurship, I offer them, you know, an opportunity to work in my restaurant, to give it a shot, to see if they enjoy it or not. I have one of my pastry chefs now. She is starting her own little side business, too, and learning how to operate and run the restaurant so she can be prepared for when we go into a partnership for the business together. So what I do is I take people that have the same passion as I do, and I build, you know, great opportunities for them. So in the future, I can be their, you know, stepping stone to business ownership and mentor.
Well, you know, Chef Kat, that's really the future of our business. We need to encourage young people, both in the front of the house and the back of the house, that this is a good career and can be a way to provide for you and your families and have a success at it. So, again, I admire you reaching out to your community and doing that. Just a wonderful gesture on your part. Now, Kat, tell our listeners about where you are in Long Beach, because you're in an interesting development that some people may not be aware of.
Yeah, we're located inside Steelcraft, which is an outdoor food hall made out of repurposed shipping containers. We're off the corner of Bixby and Long Beach Boulevard in Bixby Knolls. And yeah, we open 7 days a week. We have live music. You know, we have fun times. We have paint and sip events, like a bunch of different art shows. Like, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And Chef Kat, very importantly, because craft beer goes really well with outrageous decadent burgers. And adjacent to you, by coincidence, at Steelcraft, is one of our wonderful local craft breweries, that being Smog City Brewery. So that's a great association.
Yeah, yeah. are messing the eater burger with the mango pango is the ultimate must. Coming to
I'm Chef Kat, I'm liking the sound of this. Now, let's talk about some of your signature burgers. I had a chance to enjoy the Weeby Jammin' Burger that starts out with a half-pound beef patty. Give us the other elements in that, because Chef Kat, that's more than a mouthful.
Yeah, so it's a half-pound beef patty. We have Swiss cheese on there, our house-made onion jam, prosciutto, arugula, tomato, and our house-made garlic aioli, all on a potato bun.
And the nice... And Chef Kat, no, it's okay. The nice touch on that is the potato bun. I think, it's kind of a good neutral for all the protein elements that are between those two bun halves, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the potato bun is by far probably the best bun for a burger. It's airy, it's light, it allows you to enjoy all the components within the burger, and it doesn't fill your stomach up too much.
Right. You can appreciate the proteins that are between the bun halves. So good call there. Now, you also have expanded on certain days of the week to breakfast items that are centered around your proprietary biscuit recipe. Tell us a little bit about that.
So during the pandemic, I'm in an effort to try and figure out the perfect biscuit recipe that is efficient and, shelf stable. I rolled it out like early 2021, and we've been selling out every day. We only offer it Thursday through Sundays in the mornings between 8 to 11. And sometimes we sell out, sometimes we go past 11. So if you guys are in the area, make sure you swing by and grab yourself one of those fresh baked buttermilk biscuit sandwiches.
Chef Kat, sounds tempting to me. Now, we know the Weeby Jammin' Burger certainly is one of your standards. Give us a little bit of an insight into some of your other burger specialties, because I know you're very proud of these.
So we have my Thai-influenced burger, which is spicy burger. It depends on your, spice level. Some people call it a 10, some people call it a 4. But that has our house-made spicy aioli sauce, arugula, tomato, and then my grandma's pickled Thai chili and serrano pepper recipe. We put an ample amount on that thing. And, it's really good. If you're into spice. And, we also have a meat-loving, our messy meat-eater burger. I mentioned it earlier. That one's just straight meat. I mean, we do put grilled onion on there, but that has a half-pound beef patty. We have our slow-cooked brisket on there, bacon and barbecue sauce, and then the grilled onions on a potato bun.
Sounds good to me. Now, in Long Beach Burger Week weeks, so other than, the July 23rd to the 30th period, you have a great premium lunch deal. Tell us about what the elements there are, because I certainly enjoyed that when I visited you a few weeks ago.
We offer meals, combos. You can upgrade your burger to a combo with a drink of fries or a loaded fries for an additional amount.
So, again, becomes a full meal. Now, something else that we need to talk about that we have, we've discussed the great burgers, we've discussed the biscuits, we've discussed some of these special breakfast items, but something else you're very proud of are your premium side items. And, of course, I enjoyed the Hangry Fries. So tell us about the Hangry Fries, if you will, Chef Kat.
The Hangry Fries is our version of a staple fry out there. It has cheese sauce that we make in-house, our Thousand Island that we also make in-house, some grilled onions and a green onion. That's our vegetarian option. We also have other loaded sides that are a lot more popular, like our brisket fries that's made with our slow-cooked brisket, barbecue sauce, cheese sauce, and our spiced cilantro aioli sauce. That's our, like, most popular sauce. People love that sauce. It's addicting. And then green onions. And, yeah, we also have our Flamin' Fries. That's our buffalo fried chicken, cheese sauce, ranch, and green onions.
Chef Kat, for a small kitchen, you certainly have a lot going on. How do you do it?
Yeah. I mean, any chef can work in any kind of kitchen if you, you know, set your mind to it.
Well, Chef Kat, you definitely set your mind to it.
We do crank out a lot of food out of that tiny container.
I love it. Now, before we run out of time, you also do something special with your desserts because you kind of turn these over to your student prodigies. Tell us a little bit about that because, again, just another example of kind of going that extra mile.
Yes. So my chef, Sarah, she's the one who I gave her full range on the desserts. She wanted to become a stronger baker when I got her. She was fresh out of high school, you know, so she needed a lot of practice. So I let her take over, keep practicing on what she did, what, you know, everything that she's been making, you know, and then she's gotten a lot better over time. And now she just creates, like, interesting desserts. From ranging from ube to just regular strawberry stuff. You have really good cheesecakes, really good fudge brownies. Like, our banana pudding is like one of our signature desserts, and we always infuse the banana pudding with interesting items like ube brownies or fudge brownies or like our fresh baked cookies, carrot cake. There's so many different options.
Chef Kat, you are quite the temptress. As we need to say goodbye, please let our audience know one more time where Steelcraft in Bixby Knowles is in Long Beach, your street address. And we should also mention plenty of on-site parking, so don't get scared.
Yes, there's lots of parking. There's even a parking lot across the street, so don't be scared. We're on the corner of Bixby and Long Beach Boulevard in Long Beach. You won't miss us. It's an outdoor food hall made out of shipping containers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Kat, one of about 25 or 30 restaurants that are part of the upcoming Long Beach Burger Week, July 23rd through 30th. Just a great chance to see some outrageously good burgers at special prices. Chef Kat, have a wonderful Burger Week, and I will see you soon at Steelcraft. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, it's steak, Santa Maria style barbecue, the original hitching post in Casmelia in Santa Maria Valley. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.